through the name.
All the topmost.
All topmost, they pray you. बिना आपके आश्रय लिए कोई जीवन में कल्याण हो ही नहीं सकता, उद्धार हो ही नहीं सकता। आप जब कृपा करोगे तो जीवन बदल जाएगा। ऑल लाइफ कैन चेंज इफ यू गिव मर्सी टू अस। आई कैन अंडरस्टैंड कृष्णा बिकॉज ऑफ योर मर्सी। विदाउट दैट, विदाउट इफ इज नॉट मर्सी ऑफ यू, आई कैन नॉट अंडरस्टैंड कृष्णा।
Remembering you and praying for your seva, miraculously removes all the miseries, sins and offenses of the three spheres.
मेरे सारे दुख दूर हो जाएंगे। My all problem will go when I will take shelter of you. All misery, all problems, all suffering will go out. I'm only to take shelter of you.
Yeah. Your joyful face blooms like a lotus, and you delight in pastimes in the kunjas of Raja. You are the daughter of Rishabhanu Maharaj and are the dearly beloved of Prachendra Nandana, with whom you always perform vilasa. When will you bestow upon me your merciful sidelong glance?
All your pastime is in Vrindavan, in divine kunjas, ras and vilas, ras, from ras, rasa is coming, means meeting with Krishna. You give the mercy to the devotees to understand. So, aapke ras se कितने अधम जीव का कल्याण होता है। आपके प्रेम कृष्ण को करने के को दिखाने से कितने जीव को जानकारी होती है कृष्ण को कैसे प्रेम करना चाहिए। आप हैं जो कृष्ण प्रेम को दिखाती है। ओ माय डियर राधिका, यू शो मी द वे हाउ टू लव कृष्ण, how to the supreme personality of Godhead, he is not pleased with anything. उसको किसी तरह खुश नहीं किया जा सकता उस कृष्णा को जिसने पूरे ब्रह्मांड की सृष्टि की है। Only by your mercy I can understand how to love and serve to him.
You dwell in a pavilion made of creepers climbing upon Ashoka trees. Your soft lotus feet are like lustrous red coral. Your soft lotus feet
no,
are...
No, again this first creeper.
You dwell in a pavilion made of creepers climbing up on Ashoka trees.
Ashoka tree. Ashoka tree ko dekha hai. Kaisa hota? Ashoka gaach dekha?
Acha, haan, wo bhi dekha.
और क्लीपर उसके ऊपर अगर लता कोई घिर जाए तो कैसा होता है? उस पर कोई क्लीपर चढ़ जाए, क्लीपर्स नहीं समझा, जो माने कोई ऐसा जो लतड़ जिसको लता। तो कृष्ण आप में यही है कि कृष्ण अशोक ट्री है, आप उनकी लता है। लता जैसे वृक्ष पर चढ़ने से वृक्ष का और शोभा होता है, उसी तरह से आप कृष्ण की लता है। बिना आप के बिना कृष्ण की शोभा ही नहीं। कृष्ण और शोभायमान होते हैं जब आप उनके बगल में होते हैं, उनके साथ होते हैं। व्हेन कृष्णा बिकम मोर ब्यूटीफुल like a Ashoka tree and the clippers is there, then tree become more beautiful. So when the clippers, you are the clipper and the Ashoka is a Krishna, you together look more nice than anything.
Your soft lotus feet are like lustrous red coral, newly sprouted leaves and the rising sun.
Aarti Charan, your lotus feet is so beautiful and so enlightened, only to remember the lotus feet of you, all light can flow in our heart. It's like a whole light is coming from your lotus feet. Kishori, give mercy that I can fix my mind in your lotus feet and to serve you.
ले
जाइए उसको हमारे पास बहुत है नहीं आप ले जाइए सात वो है छह वहाँ के लिए एक आपके लिए और चार तीन चार एक्स्ट्रा है आप जिसको चाहिए दीजिए
Lotus hands are always eager to fulfill the cherished aspiration of your devotees and to grant the benediction of fearlessness.
भय दूर हो जाए, जो भी भय है, जो भी दिक्कत आती है, क्योंकि आपके चरणों का स्मरण हमने नहीं किया, हमारी समस्या दूर हो सकती है, एक ही चीज खाली आपका याद बना रहे तो हमारी कोई समस्या रहेगी नहीं समस्या कब आती है जबकि हम उसके ध्यान में नहीं रहते तुम्हारे ध्यान से वंचित हो जाते एक किशोरी जब तुम्हारे ध्यान से दूर हो जाते हैं तो समस्या घेर लेती है ओ माई डियर किशोरी व्हेन आई नो रिमेंबर यू आई नो थिंक फॉर यू All problems come and material things are catching my mind and disturbing me. When I think for you, I remember you and I live in your consciousness. My all problem is finished and automatic things is happening in my life. I never believe in my life. This is going to happen in my life. In a mystic way it's happened. We don't know. How this is happening?
You are the abode of profuse divine treasures and opulence, O Srimati Radhika. When
you are the treasure of
abode of profuse divine treasures.
You have. By looking, the devotees receive that. Only divine, you have a divine treasure. You will know slowly what treasure she has. Only by your grace, only by your mercy. Ahet ki kripa, ahet, without doing anything. No need to do. Only think for him and mercy will flow to you. You have to do so many things for Krishna, but you don't need to do for her anything. Only watch and wait when she will give mercy to me. You don't need to do for mother anything. Mother is taking care of you. But you have to do so many things for the father, then he is not happy. Yeah. If you do mistake, he say, why you do this? This is my divine, you have a divine mercy, motherly heart to give always mercy, godless mercy. I am not fit, I am not qualified for that. But you give qualification by your reason only to do this and you make perfect. What? The highest thing to love and know to Krishna. To serve Krishna, and all material thing, all everything, what we are missing in our life, everything come to you, come automatic to my life. Yeah?
Yeah? Oh, Srimati Radhika, when, oh when will you bestow upon me your merciful sidelong glance? In the immensely auspicious drama enacted with loving playfulness, Prema Vilasa, on the amorous battlefield, your eyebrows curving like bows, suddenly
come more close. Come more close. Yes. Yeah, please.
Should I repeat?
Yes. Can you close it? No? Devotees will come, my dear. Give place. No, sit down. Come up. Please. Take asana if you want to sit there. No, sit in floor, please. No recommendation. Yeah. Yes. Sorry. Radhe Radhe Govinda.
Battlefield, your eyebrows curving like bows, suddenly unleash the arrows of your sidelong glances, piercing Nanda Nandana with amorous delusion and bringing him into reverential submission.
The Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, he controls all universe. He control all inverse. We are the puppet of the Krishna, like the puppet player, he moves like fingers like this, and the puppets are dancing. Similarly, only we are like a puppet, like a jivas or the puppet of the super soul. He is moving the finger and we are dancing like that. And you are so loving and caring by your love, from your only by looking like this. Krishna is dancing. He dances. If you like, he dances. And what you want, he do. Why? Because you have so much love for him. He cannot go out from your control, like we cannot go out from the control of Krishna, and he is not going out from your influence. So you are the really to worship, because if I worship you, then I will be free from the material suffering, and I will be always with you, and I will not going to suffer again. I will go in your service and Krishna's service, because you are the highest who control even Krishna, capture the heart of Krishna, and he is dancing and he is doing what you desire.
Yes, in this way he eternally comes under your complete control. Oh Radhika, when or oh when will you bestow upon me your merciful sidelong glance?
When the time will come in my life, you will give mercy from your sidelong glance like this. Okay, you know, see straight to me, but see like this also. That's you have some place for me. Sidelong glance means I am looking you like this, and sidelong glance means just I see them and just I am looking Trivanga Krishna. So sidelong glance means from side you, when you will see me, from the side, not his face, just sidelong glance.
The glistening fair complexion of your limbs is like lightning, gold and champaka flowers.
Go ahead.
The shining brilliance of your face defeats even the effulgence of millions of autumnal full moons. And your eyes, restless like chakora birds, display...
Restless, like a chakora bird. You know, there are chakor and chakori. Chakora, chakori and chakora, they want to see each other. You only searching from restless eyes to see where is my Krishna, where I will find this. Your eyes is restless. Why? To see only to Krishna.
Restless like chakora birds display astonishingly new and wonderful expressions at every moment.
Every moment is wonderful expression coming from eyes to please Krishna.
Oh Srimati Radhika, when, oh when will you bestow upon me your merciful sidelong glance? You are intoxicated with the beauty of your own youth and are always adorned with your preeminent ornament, your delightful sulky mood, mana.
Sometimes you become anger, like here, you see the picture? Radha Rani is in mana, I don't want to see Krishna, you see this. He turned the face and you don't want to see Krishna. And she's crying because Krishna, she is not looking. And backside, Krishna is also crying because Radha is in mana, you know, seeing the face, angry. But when she opens eyes, she sees Krishna. Why? Because river is flowing in the front of Radha. See here? See there. And she is Krishna in the river. We turn the jiva is covered. Why he turned the face from Krishna? He wants to see only material things. But Radha is so much with Krishna. Where he see Krishna? When he see the trees, he see black tree means Krishna. Any black thing he see in Krishna form. He is so intense love is there for Krishna. He cannot imagine other thing than Krishna. And Krishna cannot think other thing than Radhika. This is the beauty of love of that. And the devotees of Radha and Krishna has the beauty of love that they also like that. They only see Radha and Krishna every place. This is the highest istinista. When you fixed in this consciousness, like you fixed your spiritual master and you feel that every place is your spiritual master, then you develop this istinista that you can see every place Radha and Krishna. In all moments, you feel that He is with you.
You take delight in your darling's love for you and are supremely expert in the art of loving affairs.
If I want to learn loving affairs, you are the real darling of Krishna. And you know how to please this naughty Krishna. This naughty Krishna. Teacher Krishna, how to control to him? He is a cheater, he is a liar, he is a naughty, he has all qualifications, super. Stealer, liar, always lying.
Lawyer.
Lawyer, not liar. liar. Cheater. Stealer. You never listen to this glorification of Krishna, right? He's a stealer, cheater, liar. Brajavasi said these things to me. He's a black. But very beautiful, very sweet. All his action to please his devotee. This is the beauty.
In the incomparable realm of wonderful Kunjas, you are the most learned in all of love's novelties.
You are the most learned, my dear Kishori. You know, the most learned means you know that Krishna is the best. Krishna is a beautiful and Krishna is the highest to love. If I will follow, automatically I will know this. My all confusion will finish. Why I have confusion? Because I not took shelter of you.
Oh, Srimati Radhika, when will you bestow upon me your merciful sidelong glance?
Only glance of sidelong glance. I need your sight, Lord. Just think that I am also want to become your servant. I want to learn from you these things, what you have a qualification. Without mercy, I cannot know. And what you have, Krishna is also missing, because he also wants to find from you. He's missing, really. He cannot love like Radhika. Krishna has no love like Radhika. He's missing that. You see the first picture, when you enter, catching the feet of Radhika and crying, please give me, I don't know. Krishna himself come in the form of Chaitanya to know how you love. I want to know that, to learn from you. You see, he's the master to teach the love. How Krishna will teach you? He will see, teach you opulence. Radhika will teach you how to love Krishna. Lover who is the, who is mad in love, they can guide you how to love. She can teach you how to become mad like her.
You are adorned with all your various deep emotions, anuraga, dira dira, kila kinchita, etc.
It's more. Next time, when you are prepared, I will say anuraga.
For Krishna, which shine on your person like a diamond necklace.
Diamond is very valuable. Krishna is very valuable for you. Diamond jeweler, somebody, he keep very safely. So you keep Krishna in your heart very safely, very protected. Because for you, diamond is Krishna.
Your lovely breasts are like twin golden water pots, and the mounts on the head of Jayanandini, the wife of Indra's elephant carrier Airavata. Displaying your acclaimant mild smile, you are like an ocean overflowing with divine bliss. O Radhika, when, oh when will you bestow upon me your merciful sidelong glance? Your soft arms are like fresh, delicate lotus stems, elegantly swaying in the waves. Just as a creeper dances in a gust of wind, your restless blush eyes flash and in trailing glance. Your charm entices Madhava Mohan himself to follow after you, and when meeting, you steal away his mind and then give him shelter in his spellbound condition. O Shrimati Radhika, when, oh when will you bestow upon me your merciful sidelong glance? Your neck, as beautiful as a lovely conch, is decorated with golden necklaces and marked with tree lines. Ornaments made with glistening jewels of three colors swing from your Trisutra. Three auspicious cords tied around the neck of a newly married bride. And your black dresses, which are woven with clusters of colorful flower blossoms, sway to and fro. O Radhika, when, oh when will you bestow upon me your merciful sidelong glance?
You know, Radhika is wearing always blue dress. Why? Because Krishna is blue. To always keep Krishna with, in the form of dress, me and you. And Krishna is wearing yellow. He likes always yellow, you see. Why? Because yellow is Radhika, golden Radhika. In every moment they are together. This is divine love. They cannot live without each other.
Your rounded hips are decorated with dangling flowers, and tiny tinkling jewel bells hang from the flower belt on your charmingly slender waist. The jingling of those gem bells is exceedingly enchanting. Your beautiful tights taper like the sloping trunk of the king of elephants. O Srimati Radhika, when, oh when, will you bestow upon me your merciful sidelong glance? Your captivating golden ankle bells sweetly resound with a host of Vedic mantras resembling the warbling of a flock of royal swans, and as you walk along, the beauty of your limbs mocks the grace of undulating golden creepers.
You see, when you walk, your bell, pile,
ankle bells,
when they sound, all mantras, Veda mantras coming out from there. All shastras, Puranas, Vedas, from coming from a sound from the ankle bells. It's all written after that, when they listen the sound and the Vedas come out. Shastras come out. The all mantras, what coming out from your ankle bells. Shiva is writing this, Shiva singing this poem for Radhika.
O Srimati Radhika, when, oh when will you bestow upon me your merciful sidelong glance? You are worshipped by Sri Lakshmi, the goddess of unlimited millions of Vaikuntha planets.
Sri Lakshmi is worshipping you. Lakshmi is expansion of one of your expansion. She worship you. She is living in the Belvan. How to please Radha and Krishna? So she is waiting and flowing money to Vrindavan, that everything goes service of Radha, Radha and Krishna very well. She cannot come in, but she is worshipping to Radhika from distance. To please Krishna and Radha.
Sri Parvati, Indrani, Indra's wife, and Saraswati all worship and attain benedictions from you.
Yes, you see. They all coming, want mercy from you. Indra, Indrani, Saraswati, Brahma's wife, Parvati, Shiva wife, Shiva is writing. All wants mercy from you. Without your mercy, there is no way to go. Yes.
Meditation on even one of your toneness grants an infinite variety of perfections.
All perfection can come from your mercy.
O Srimati Radhika, when, oh when, will you bestow upon me your merciful sidelong glance? You are the mistress of all kinds of sacrifice, especially of the topmost Yugala Milana Yagya of all actions, since you are the root of all potencies, Mula Shakti Tattva.
Mula Shakti Tattva. Shakti? Any Shakti, Prabhu. Mula Shakti Tattva. Any Shakti is coming, you are the Mula. Like a Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are the Mool, you are the Adi of the Shakti Tattva. Any Shakti is written, you are there.
Of the mantras uttered at yagyas and of the sacrificial offerings presented to the demigods. Of all the demigods, of the words of the three Vedas, of the enforcement of all scriptural principles. O Sri Rama Devi, the goddess of fortune. O Sri Kshama Devi, the goddess of forgiveness. And especially of the delightful Kunjas in Vrindavan. When will you mercifully make me your dasi and grant me the qualification to render service in your amorous pastimes with the Prince of Raj? O Shrimati Radhika, owner and maintainer of Raj, I offer pranam unto you time and again.
There is one line, and thousands of Vishnu is worshipping your lotus feet. You missed this line? Thousands of Vishnu, they are worshipping in your lotus feet and they want Anant Koti Vishnu Lok Nav Pant Jachite. Anant Koti Vishnu Lok. This is.
We have other
translations. I really don't have it in this book.
Yes, there is a line. Yes.
11.
Anant Koti Vishnu Lok Nam Padma Jachite Himadrija Pulavaja Viranchija Vara.
They translated different, it's not here.
Anant Koti Vishnu Lok. What is meaning? Anant Koti Vishnu Lok. Means not one, Anant Koti. Koti means so many. Millions of Vishnu Loka. Infinite. Vishnu, Nar Padma Jachiti. They worship you. They want to take your shelter. They want to achieve your shelter. They want to pray to reach and to worship you.
This makes me feeling so small. How do we can
and
wish
we are
to
so
achieve?
Fortunate by the mercy of our spiritual master. Vishnu Loka people, Vishnu wants to come to this way, and we go by the mercy of a spiritual master, go and take shelter of Radhika. We are so easy. We are so fortunate. These jivas are so fortunate. Kwando kwando aise diha binda. When this time will come to understand? Yes, sing.
O Vrishabhanu Nandini, upon hearing this wonderful prayer, please make me the perpetual object of your merciful glance. Then, by the influence of your mercy, may all the reactions to my karma be destroyed, and realizing my eternal identity as a Manjari, may I enter the circle of Srimati Radhika Sakhis.
Manjaris! Try to read again this line. Raita. Yeah. Narayan Maharaj book.
May all the reactions to my karma be destroyed and realizing my eternal identity.
Eternal identity. This is eternal identity. I talk. Jiva. Consciousness. Self-realization. Of what?
Of a Manjari.
Yes. Read again. Line.
My eternal identity as a Manjari. May I enter the circle of Srimati Radhika Sakhis? To participate in Sri Rajendra Sunu's eternal pastimes.
Yeah.
What is it, Sunu?
Radhe, Radhe, Govinda. This is the Shiva praying for telling to Parvati about this glorification of Radhika. Now say, try to listen. If you cannot do, listen. If you can do, do. Yeah. Sing. First you, she will follow. Yes. You have no book? Yeah, right.
Let it together because I'm not so good in Sanskrit.
It's living in the nail of Radhika. All perfection can come, only meditate on that. Ananta Koti Vishnu is worshipping. And all riddhis and siddhis is living in the name of God. Yeah. Today I want to introduce you my best sister from Munich. She's here. Yeah. She has a very nice ashram there. No, she is up there, but she sings very nice. Anupama. Please sing for her. Yeah. And Gauranga. Yes. Sir, Hindi bolta.
Thank you. I offer pranam to that foremost of thieves.